Shalom, Mr. Najik. Nation helps us with our brotherhood, work, empire, all the above. This is From the Desk of the Najik. This is the podcast where we discuss all the pertinent political and social information for the Israelites. The Negroes, Latinos, and Natives are the chosen people of the Most High God. And we have been set up to rule the earth. We just must take possession. But in order to take possession, we must build a sustainable nation. In order to build a sustainable nation, we must understand that there are certain things in the earth that we must understand, that we must be able to converse in order to rule the earth. This is a coronavirus special. I'm also going to touch on Russia and Turkey and the situation they got going on right now in Syria. But for the most part, this episode is going to be not too long, probably an hour or so, and it's going to be about the coronavirus. The coronavirus began in China, Wuhan district of China. It's over 100,000 people in the world infected by it. The mortality rate is very low. It's extremely low. It's almost no one dies from it if you don't have any pre-existing conditions or you're not very old in age. So it's a disease that can kill you if you have a weak immune system. If your immune system is fairly strong, you don't have much to worry about. Now, what I've realized that this coronavirus is teaching us is that once we get to a real virus, once it's a real pestilence, real death that comes on earth, once it's a pestilence that come that has a mortality rate of, 60%, 66%, rather than a mortality rate of 0.6%, the earth is going to respond in such a crazy fashion that it's going to cause the collapse of the entire world. Because right now, a virus with a mortality rate of less than 10% has sent the earth to the brink of destruction already. So we must understand exactly what's going on and exactly how we have to respond to the situation now. How China responded to the situation has no effect necessarily on the world, because anywhere where the virus breaks out, it's going to be the response. The response I like to pay attention to is the response of the people and the response of governments that aren't even that heavily affected by it. Like Italy. Italy has less than 1,000 deaths from the coronavirus, but they have already locked down their country. They've knocked down the entirety of their country at this point. You can only move for essential purposes. That means essential work, going to get groceries, something, medical emergencies. Other than that, you're not allowed to move. And if you are caught outside your house, you can be in prison for up to 3 months if the government doesn't approve of the reasoning of you being outside your house. Habeas corpus has been suspended in Italy, meaning they can arrest you and keep you without charging you with anything right now. We also see in the U.S. there's been a run on hand sanitizer. There's been a run on toilet paper in all 50 states. There's been a run on hand soap. There's been a run on facial masks. You also see in Washington State, which is the most affected state by the coronavirus, in the United States, has over 11 deaths. It's probably closer to about 20 now. Last time I checked, it was about 13 deaths from the coronavirus. And they're actually having runs on their grocery stores to the point where they're having to tell people you can only buy a certain amount of certain things. They're running out of food in Washington State, and they're having to ship it in from other places all around the country. This is just showing you slightly how the earth may respond. You see the different sports leagues that are still in season right now denying media access to the locker rooms, and they're also considering the NBA is considering playing in games with no fans as a response to this coronavirus. The Ivy League, Harvard, Columbia, Yale, all those different schools up there, they canceled their basketball postseason tournament because of the coronavirus. Harvard University has shut down their dorms because of the coronavirus. Georgia State University in Atlanta has started a petition to get their schools closed down. Some schools are transitioning to only online education because of the coronavirus. In Atlanta, the biggest school system in Atlanta, other than Atlanta Public Schools, the Fulton County school system, is shut down because of the coronavirus. So there is a lot going on right now. Because of this coronavirus, I've got a report from my brother Drew at his Brew Life on Instagram. It says tomorrow the Valdosta school system be shut down because they found some traces of coronavirus in their system. So it's causing the earth to completely shut down and void itself. It's causing the earth to say that they don't want to be social with anyone. It's causing people, they're telling people to be what's called asocial. Don't do too much interaction with people because you don't know who has a disease and who doesn't. Now this is the thing. As Israelites, the Bible has already told us that we are to do what? We are to come out of her, my people, so you don't have to be partakers of her plagues. If you're not partakers of her sins, you're not going to be partakers of her plagues. And if you are partakers of her sin, you're going to be partakers of her plagues. All right, the Bible also tells us to gather ourselves together, O nation undesired. So we must gather together to understand how we're going to get through this as Israelites. We should already be disconnected from the world. We already should not be in too many situations with that coronavirus. We should be susceptible to it, except when we go to work. We go to work, come home, and we engage in righteous activity with righteous beings, then we understand exactly who we've been in contact with, and we can deal with the problem in-house ourselves without necessarily having to go outside and seeking medical attention and all these other things that you see some people doing right now, which I don't condemn them for it, but you can avoid a lot of these situations by simply keeping yourself out of the way of the coronavirus, okay? But that means keeping yourself out of the way of people. Now, once again, I say the mortality rate is very low. It's not a very deadly disease. And this shows you that if you ever do get to a very deadly disease where death, famine, and pestilence really comes to the earth is not going to be able to handle it. Not the governments of the earth are not equipped to handle it. They're not real leaders because the earth is beginning to spew them out. The earth is saying, we no longer want you in control. The earth is suffering because you're in control. Someone else has to take control. The land is spewing those fake Jews out, and the earth is spewing this leadership up and saying it's not working anymore. All right, the earth has given up on its leadership. Now, how does this coronavirus pertain to the Israelites? What is it going to do to the Israelites? The answer should be absolutely nothing. And that's why you hear me preach week after week after week, post after post after post, Instagram snap after Instagram snap, Instagram live after Instagram live, podcast after podcast. Build a sustainable nation that can sustain yourselves. We have to be able to sustain ourselves as a people. If we can't sustain ourselves as the people, we have zero chance of anything. You understand? Because once the boo-boo hit the fan, they're gonna turn on us. The United States is going to turn on us. They're not going to want to help the black people first. So we have to make sure we put ourselves in a position that we can help ourselves, okay? We shouldn't have to worry about going to the supermarket and getting food because we should have our own Israelite supermarket inside of our own community. Right, we shouldn't have to worry about Walmart because we should produce everything that we need on our own. We shouldn't have to worry about going to sporting events because we shouldn't be there anyway unless it's some type of event that we're having amongst ourselves. We should not be involved in the world. So therefore, we won't be partakers of the world's punishment when it comes. Okay? So we have to make sure that we understand the position that we're in. Now, the position that we're in is a position of no power. We have no say in anything because we can't stop anyone from doing anything, if that makes sense. We can't stop a man from doing anything he wants to do to us, because if we try to revolt against the government, they're going to cut our water off, they're going to close the supermarkets, and they're going to tell us that we can't leave our houses. They're going to take all our property because they have the right to do that, this thing called eminent domain. All right, so we have to make sure that we set ourselves up as a sovereign nation so that we can withstand the different woes that are going to come to us. All right, and this is the Most High God is just giving us time. He's showing us in small increments. Listen, this is what's going to happen. Pay attention to what's around you. Pay attention to the scriptures. Pay attention to the spirit. And it's going to reveal all things to you if you can do all three. All right. What we must plan to do, what we have to do, all right, is separate completely. And if we can't achieve that goal, we're not going to make it through these times. We have to push forward the process of creating a nation for ourselves, because if we don't, it's going to cause us more good than it's going to cause us more harm than good. All right, being here in America did do some great things for us. We were able to understand the beast. We live amongst the beast every day, so now we have a complete understanding of. We understand exactly what they'll try to do. All right, we understand exactly how they act, and we understand how to deal with them in such manner. That did help us, but if we don't separate from them at some point, it's going to begin to hurt us, because as you've seen with a lot of our people, we're going to begin to become like them. We're going to begin to become as they are. We're going to take on their ways, and this coronavirus is God telling you, hey, back up, take a step back. Make sure you understand who you are and what you meant to do. Okay? So I need people to understand who you are and what you're meant to do. All right, don't forsake yourself into thinking that you're a part of this society, because you're not. You're a part of this country, right? And that's because we're orphans. But as soon as we get our own country, we're not even a part of this we're not even a part of this country anymore. All right, same thing Paul said. I'm a Roman citizen, but I'm an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin. I'm an American citizen, but I'm an Israelite of the tribe of Judah. You're an Israelite of the tribe of Issachar, Zebulun, Naphtali, whatever your tribe is. Dan. All right. So we have to make sure that we're separating. All right, also, you see another situation brewing right now in Syria between Turkey and Russia. Turkey and Russia are literally fighting in Syria right now. All right, they're going back and forth. What happened was Syria has a region called the Idlib region, right, where there's a lot of turmoil, there's a lot of fighting. All right, the Syrian forces, that's actually controlled by the government, they went to take back Idlib. Turkey has a lot of troops stationed in Idlib. So Turkey's troops aren't, they're not ordered to back down. They're not there for security reasons. They're there to secure the region. They're there to fight. All right, they got free will to shoot their guns. Sometimes when you have foreign missions in countries, all right, they have a thing where they're not going to shoot at you unless you shoot at them. Turkey is not on that footing in Syria. They're on a complete war footing. Now, Syria has a friend in Russia, all right, because Russia does not want the United States and NATO to take control of Syria because Syria is too close to their border. So Russia is assisting Syria in this fight against Turkey. All right, Turkey doesn't like this at all. Turkey has a missile defense system called the S-400 that's coming from Russia very soon. It's actually already been delivered, and it's going to go online in about a month. Now, they've contacted the U.S. They contacted the U.S. first and said, listen, can you please send us your missile defense system, if that's at all possible? Can we have your missile defense system, which is called the Patriot system? The United States said, no, we're not going to give you the Patriot system. So they went to Russia and said, okay, cool, we're going to get the S-400 system from Russia. Now the United States is backtracking and saying, if y'all don't take the Russian missile defense system online, we'll send you the Patriot missile defense system. And if you, once you return the S-400, then we'll send you the battery for the Patriot defense system. President Recep Erdogan of Turkey has not yet said that he's going to take this deal. I don't even know if necessarily him and Russia are just playing the rest of the world against each other in this fight in Syria in order to forge a stronger bond. Turkey is a member of NATO. NATO is pretty much the United States, Europe. It's the United States East. Right? It's majority of Europe, a lot of countries that were made to go against Soviet Russia. All right, but now it's pretty much outlived its purpose, is what Emmanuel Macron is saying. Emmanuel Macron is the Rothschild's chosen one. In case the United States does decide to buck, they have a chosen one in place in France that they will not let get put out of power for any purpose whatsoever. He went straight from the head banker at the Rothschild Bank in France to the president of France in less than 4 years. That lets you know, understand exactly where his head is and exactly who his allegiance is owed to. If you could figure out who financed his campaign, if you could walk back that paper trail, it's going to trace directly back to the Rothschilds. Now, we have to pay very close attention to the situation in Syria, because Syria is a very volatile area. It has troops from a lot of countries there, and it's also on the border with Iran. People ask me all the time, what's the deal with Iran? Iran is actually being affected very heavily by this coronavirus. If I didn't know any better, I would say that the United States actually probably engaged in a little bit of chemical warfare getting this coronavirus inside. United States or Israel engaged in a bit of chemical warfare getting this virus inside of Iran at this level. It's no reason that Iran should have this many cases of the coronavirus with this many deaths, especially they have a death to a high-ranking official in Iran. They have a lot of infections inside of their version of Congress. So it's a very weird situation to pay attention to, but Iran has a lot of cases of the coronavirus. And we're always on a war footing with Iran. Iran's always on a war footing with the state of Israel, the fake Jews. Okay? So that Syria being on the border with Iran causes that Syrian situation to be a little bit more fragile to the United States, because what the United States doesn't want is once any type of aggression happens to Iran, Iran has a... If you pay attention to their political philosophy, they're not going to go to war anymore just to defend themselves. They see no purpose for it. If they're forced to defend themselves again, they're going to make sure that they rid the Middle East of a United States presence at all. So they're going to march on Afghanistan. They're going to march on Pakistan. They're going to march on Iraq. They're going to march on Syria. And once they conquer that and make a Shiite caliphate, they're going to begin to, they're going to surround Israel. And then they're going to march on Lebanon. They're going to begin to march on Qatar. They're going to march on Saudi Arabia. They're going to march on the United Arab Emirates. They're going to march on all the Sunni Muslim countries, and they're going to put them under the control. Now, once they have a Muslim caliphate built, they're going to march on Israel. And that's when the United States is going to have to decide whether they want to deploy nukes or what they want to do to try to stop Iran from this. That's why Iran wants nukes, so they can deter the United States from dropping a nuke. Because what a lot of people don't realize about nuclear missiles is they don't go directly from point A to point B. What they do is they go up into the atmosphere, and then they come back down. So it takes a while for it to get to it, and every country in the world pretty much gets an alert that a nuclear missile has been shot. All right, once every country in the world gets that alert and they realize where it's going, Iran has ample time to launch their own nuclear missile. And even if the United States missile hits first, the United States is now in trouble because we have a nuclear missile coming our direction. That's what they call nuclear deterrence. It's a political ideology called assured mutual destruction, meaning if a nuke is launched, the whole world is going to die. It ain't just going to be one country that get nuked. Once one nuke is launched, every major country is going to get nuked in some way, form, or fashion. All right, so that's what Iran, that's why Iran is seeking after nuclear missiles. Now, Iran actually has stated they have no interest in attacking mainland U.S. What they have an interest in is just ridding the U.S. presence in their region. They will attack U.S. interest in the region, but they don't have any interest in attacking mainland United States. They said multiple times, we don't even have any problems with the citizens of the United States. Our problem rests with the leadership of the United States, and not just Trump, but on every level, through a lot of different administrations that try to do different things to us and that support Israel so heavily. They don't believe that the United States population as a whole supports Israel that heavily. And I think at this point, it's pretty true to say the United States does not support the state of Israel as a whole. And all the evangelicals do, and the majority of the country does, because the majority of the country are white evangelicals. But the whole country does not. And that brings me to another point that I would like to discuss on this episode, and that's the election. The coming election, right now we're in a Democratic primary. Joe Biden is well in the lead. Now, one thing I will say, now, once again, I always have to preface this with why I even speak on the United States elections. Only reason I speak on the United States election, because at this point, President Trump, okay, before President Trump, we had very few presidents ever that bucked and lived. All right, he may still get killed, but every president that bucks, majority of time it's on the Federal Reserve. Look at John F. Kennedy, Andrew Johnson, every president that's been killed, if you go back and look at their history, they did something to attack the Federal Reserve in some way, shape, or form, and that's the reason in which they die. They like to plug it to a lot of different things, like Abraham Lincoln, JFK, they like to plug it to racism and say, oh, they killed them because they were liberating the blacks. No, they killed them because they were going after the Federal Reserve. They were going after the capitalist way, which is going to endanger the money of the Rothschilds, and they can't let that happen, so that's why they get killed. Donald Trump is also attacking the Federal Reserve on a daily basis. He's one of those presidents that buck. What that calls is another person that may buck in Bernie Sanders to say, a person by the name of Bernie Sanders to say, well, listen, I can also run for president, win, and buck because Donald Trump ran for president, won, and buck. Kanye West thinks about running for president because Donald Trump bucked and won. So it's creating a situation that's very unstable. All right, so you got Joe Biden right now running against the establishment, the deep state candidate in Joe Biden. Joe Biden has dementia at this point. You can tell it very easily. My grandma had dementia. You can see the signs. It's not very hard to tell. Okay, the man is having some issues, because what she used to do, she would go back. She would start going back just a couple years. Like Joe Biden did in South Carolina when he said he's running for Senate. He just went back a couple years, but now eventually she started going back, asking for a mommy and stuff like that. So you can see the different signs of Alzheimer's and dementia showing in Joe Biden. But because he's such a deep state candidate, it doesn't really matter, because he's going to do what the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, not necessarily directly them, but what their plans is and what they pass down through the pipeline is their plan. He's going to go with it regardless. So it does not matter if he's senile or not. Now, this is the difference. People say all the time, oh, Joe Biden's old, or Bernie Sanders old, Donald Trump old. The difference between a Bernie Sanders old and a Donald Trump old and a Joe Biden old is a state of mind. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump don't have an old mind. All right, their mind is light years in the future. They're revolutionaries. Joe Biden is a career politician. When a career politician get old, he's never been a revolutionary. So now his mind is really slowing down. All he was a crony. All he knows is to be a crony. So his mind's never been challenged. His mind hasn't been worked out to the point in which a Donald Trump and a Bernie Sanders mind have been worked out over the years. So his brain's not holding up as well. Also, it's just from the Most High God. But we see situations like the Hunter Biden situation, where his son is getting 6-7 figures from a company that the United States then gave billions of dollars to, and then that money just disappeared. You see a situation where his brother is heavily involved in privatized health care, and now Joe Biden is so against Medicare for All. He says it doesn't work, but it may be a situation where, okay, well, his brother's going to lose money. A lot of other people are going to lose money. You see a situation where Joe Biden went on TV and said, this prosecutor that's investigating my son in the Ukraine, the company my son worked for, doesn't get fired, we're not going to release the money. And the money's then released. And he brags about it, him getting the prosecutor fired. These are different things that we must pay attention to and say, okay, well, let me take a look at Joe Biden and see the reason in which I believe you can look these politics as far as Israel is concerned is because the Bible does tell us to make homes and dwell in these captivities in which we are in. We must be able to understand politics. We can't understand even the simple politics of this low level president, senate, these type of things. There's no way we can understand the supreme politics of the world and how the world works. We want to talk about Rothschilds and Rockefellers, but we can't even understand the senate and the presidency. Which I want to talk about Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the Illuminati. But we can't even understand the basis of society. We can't understand their cronies. We won't make an effort to understand their cronies. We want to understand the top. That does not make sense. Right, that's illogical. We have to be logical in everything that we do, because if we aren't, once again, it's going to cause us more harm than good. We have to make sure that we're logical and plausible in everything that we speak on, everything that we say, everything that we assume is right or wrong. Now, Joe Biden versus Bernie Sanders is looking as if it's going to be a win by Joe Biden at this point. Now, Bernie Sanders can flip it around if he can win Florida, you know, and carry New York, some other states like that. He can flip it around very quickly if he gets some big delegate states to go there here for him. And he also has AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez campaigning hard for him in New York, as well as the mayor of New York City. So he may actually win the state of New York, and he has a chance to win the state of Florida because he has such strong Latino support. But we never know what happened. We thought he would win Texas as well, and he pretty much tied. They say he lost, but if you go look at the delegate count, he pretty much tied Texas. He was supposed to win Texas. All right. But one thing I always pay attention to is my people, right? Black people. When you see them vote in political elections, they always vote Democrat. And you always wonder, black people, even though they're not woke to the truth, right? They're not completely up on the Bible. They're Bible people. All right, they've been to church their whole life. And they do understand that being gay is wrong and that killing babies is wrong. That's two things the Christian church will teach, at least back in the day with the old black people, right? But they're still Democrats. I've always tried to figure out why. What makes a person that's against everything that a Democrat is say, I want to be a Democrat? It was because the Democrats came with food stamps and welfare and made us feel like this is the only way that we can survive. And so that's the way we started voting Democrat. But if you go back and look at the policies, we're very Republican people. All right, the Republicans are the ones that freed us from slavery. They're the ones that began the Reconstruction era. That was the greatest time for us inside of this country. They're the ones that did most of everything that we see as good or bad. And I'm not saying anyone is good or bad. Both of them are the devil. All right, we have to make sure that we understand that. But we must also understand who's the more evil. You know what I'm saying? And which way we should go that's just the best for our people, rather than worrying about what color it is. And most people, they gangbang politics. You know, they're literally banging on nothing but a color. They're voting for a color. All right, they're not voting for a policy. They're not voting for what's best for their people, what's best for the Israelites. They're voting for a color. Me personally, the reason that you hear me talking about Donald Trump is because his policies are helping our people. Also, even the morality, even if he doesn't live the morality, like Christ said, don't necessarily do as the Pharisees do, but you can do as the Pharisees say, because they're going to tell you the right thing to do. They're just not going to do the right thing. All right, so Donald Trump, he says all the right stuff about abortion and gay marriage, transgender, LGBTQ, all that other good stuff. Now, whether he actually lives this life or believes this stuff that he's talking is irrelevant to me. I don't care. It's not my place to sit down and say, well, Donald Trump has to be completely moral and tell the truth all the time. I don't care what Donald Trump does. As long as Donald Trump does right by my people, I could care less. It does not matter to me, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to establish our own nation that can come up with our own laws. I'm just trying to survive right now while we're here. Whoever's helping us survive the best as a people is the person who always gets my vote. And the thing about black people, what we have to realize, that our vote is our vote can be what's called a swing vote. If you go look at it statistically, the world is split 50-50. Not the world. The country is split 50-50. It's pretty much half Democrat, half Republican. What swings the vote is the Latinos and the blacks, the Israelites. We swing the vote we swing the pendulum in one direction or the other. Now, if we could all come together, we come up with 10 points, and you give it to every political candidate in the country. You say, these are the 10 points that we want. Whoever can prove to us, you know, show us the most applicable plan to get us to these 10 points and promise us that it'll get done, that's who will get 100% of the black and Latino vote. Not because you're a Democrat, not because you're a Republican, not because you're black, and not because you're Latino. You'll get the vote because you answer these 10 points that we put forward. One, we want our own land. We want an autonomous region, and we want that land to be an autonomous region, meaning we want to have no outside interference or very little outside interference from the United States government at all. We want the right to have our own standing military. We want the right to produce our own weapons. We want you to give us the equipment needed to produce our own food and clothing. Right, and whatever the rest of the points are that we need, and we say, well, listen, this is what you have to do for us in order to get our vote, and I guarantee you everything will move a lot faster for us than what we need to do. We have to come together as a people, especially in this political place. Just like Paul used his political power when they were about to behead Paul. Paul revealed to them he was a Roman citizen, and the centaur, the centurion, would not do this to Paul because they said, man, listen, if I do this to a Roman citizen, Caesar will have my head if he didn't get a trial or anything. If I kill a Roman citizen without a trial, Caesar will have my head. I can't do this. All right, so you have to use the assets that are available to you at all times. Don't ever discredit an asset. All right, it's an asset that you're here. Use the asset as much as possible. All right, it also has some downfalls, but majority of the world is Babylon right now. The very few places that aren't Babylon, you got to go to Venezuela, Cuba. Hold on, I got the list. I read them off to you. I don't normally read this list off, but from the desk of the night, it's a special coronavirus episode, so I'll read them off. I'll let y'all know. Hold on one second. Let me pull them up. Lesotho, Zimbabwe, Burundi, Equatorial Guinea, Sudan, Libya, Eritrea, Western Sahara, Venezuela, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Cuba are the only countries, and Bhutan are the only countries on the face of the earth that don't get any military funding from the U.S., and they also don't have any U.S. military bases on their soil. It's a very small amount of countries. All right, so you got about 13 countries in the world that aren't Babylon. 14, my bad, North Korea. You got about 14 countries in the world that aren't Babylon. All right, because China and Russia, they might not have U.S. bases, but they're still Babylon. All right, Russia a little bit less than China. China is a heathen, complete heathen. All right, their activities are heathenistic. They're where the coronavirus came from. The only reason they got the coronavirus began over there because they were eating bats. They were eating unclean foods. And they eat a lot of unclean food. Bats, rats, cats, dogs, a lot of stuff that we're not allowed to eat. And nowhere in the world should be eating because they're unclean animals. But you see a situation where it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible to flee Babylon until you dismantle Babylon. You have to dismantle it as a system, and then you'll be able to flee a little bit more once you give these countries a little bit more free reign to do what they want. And also once the Israelites here in America have their own reason where we can actually engage in politics on our own. All right, so we have to begin now to engage in these politics of this nation and begin to build a nation of our own. Then we can stop engaging as much. We can just say, listen, these are our new 4 points, and you'll get 100% of our vote if you can meet these next 5 points we got. Since you did deliver on the 10-point plan, we'll give you first dibs at saying that you'll engage in the 5-point plan, but if you won't, we'll get you out of there too. There's no resting on your laurels. It ain't no you did this 10 years ago, and so now we're going to vote for you again. No, every 4 years, every 2 years in the case of the House of Representatives, we want something different. All right, there's going to be a new agenda, and you better have got the last points done in the time that you had. Because if you did, now you got no chance. We're going with a completely new candidate that's going to get our vote. Just breaking news right now from the World Health Organization has declared coronavirus outbreak as global pandemic, as number of cases outside of China has increased 13-fold in 2 weeks. So you see, even with the non-threatening as this virus is, the world is going crazy right now. So make sure that we understand exactly what we must do as a people to make sure that we are staying safe. Read your scriptures, stay in your scriptures. Understand this. I like to explain this to people a lot. The advantage that we have is not that we're the chosen seed. It's not that we're the chosen one. It's not that we're the chosen seed of God. The advantage that we have is that we're the chosen seed so we can read this book and we can understand everything that's going to happen in the world, has happened, and it's happening right now. All right, we can understand all these things and we can be ready for them. The advantage that we have is that the Spirit comes to us and it shows us the different things going on in the world and how we're going to fix these different things in the world that are going on. All right, that's the advantage that we have. It's not necessarily that you're just of the seed. It's that you're of the seed and you have the proper beliefs. All right, that you're reading the scripture, not just to read it, not just to tell somebody that they shouldn't be wearing pants and all this stuff, which you should tell people, but you have to read it to get an understanding of how the earth is going to be in the last days. Because we need that understanding. That's the whole point. That's why we're here. That's why we do this. That's why the Most High God put us in this situation. Because this is what's going to happen. Just like we're dealing with the coronavirus now. You look down the road, it's going to be an actual virus that's killing 60% of the world. All right, it has a 60% mortality rate, all right, amongst the people. And it's infecting 2/3 of the people. So see, it has a 90% kill rate, and it's infecting 60% of the world. That's the virus you have to worry about. Now, when that kind of virus comes, And the world is looking around, and every country in the world is struggling. But we've engaged in group politics now in the United States. All right, so we got us a little piece of land. We've closed it off. We're autonomous. We're ruling ourselves. And every other place in the world is going through the worst time ever. They cannot. 60% of their country is dying. They're having all kinds of problems. And you look over here in this little autonomous region, and this little autonomous region that's ran by the former blacks, former Latinos, of the United States and of different Western civilizations, and they're not being touched. How is this? How is it that they're completely okay? They're producing food just fine. They're walking around just fine. Their country is going on like normal, and everybody else is shut down, and 60% of people are dying. And we're going to look at them and say, the Most High power. That's the Most High's plan, for him to get all the credit, all the glory. How did y'all survive this pandemic? How did y'all make it through? And y'all actually came through this on the other side richer than before the pandemic. We were ready for it because the Most High God showed us to us. And when he showed it to us, we began to prepare ourselves for exactly what was coming because we knew what was coming. We saw with the coronavirus how we should act. And so we acted. But since we didn't have any outside interference from these other nations, we were able to act correctly and quickly. Right, we were able to send our people to the lab and just get a cure out very quickly for this. We have the cure. We've built a wall. We've done everything we needed to do to make sure we prepared ourselves for this moment. Because the Most High God showed us through the scriptures how to do this. And he gave us the ability to do this because he made us the greatest people on the face of the earth. And guess what? Now people are saying what? Oh, man, we have to serve these people because look what they have done. We need them. And we can't put them back in bondage anymore because we've ran out of weapons and they still got them. These people, they don't even eat. They're flying around, literally. They're not even touching the ground. They hover. This is how healthy these people are. This is how well these people have done in the time of extreme poverty in the rest of the world. And that causes everyone to say, well, listen, whoever these people God is, we need to serve these people God. Now, guess who gets all the glory? Guess who has conquered the earth? Who has beat the enemy? The Most High God, because we put ourselves in a position that we could say, listen, we are the people of the Most High God. This is how the Most High God set this up. And if you come and serve the Most High God like we serve the Most High God, everything will go back to normal. All right, so this is how we have to approach this situation. We have to approach this situation as we the Most High God region. If we're going to be running around saying we the chosen, then we got to show it. We can't run around and say we the chosen for 13 years. 40, 50 years if we've been doing it. We haven't made any progress as far as building us a nation. Apparently, we don't even believe we the chosen, because if we did, we would push harder for what's ours. And that's what we must do at all times. We must push harder for what's ours. It's no way possible you call yourself the chosen and then say someone else is responsible for all your problems. Let me ask you something. If your mama leave you home with your little brother piss all over the walls and he tear holes in the walls and mess the bed up, break the couch, who gonna get in trouble? You, because your mama left you in charge. That's your little brother. He gonna get in a little trouble. But at the end of the day, it's your fault because your mama left you in charge. You were supposed to stop him from doing all this stuff, and you didn't. The Most High God left us in charge on this earth. He said, this is yours. I give this to y'all. The devil wanted dominion, but I gave it to y'all. Y'all are my sons. Y'all are my children. I'm going to give y'all the earth. He left, came back, looked down, and said, what have y'all done? Y'all let y'all little brother tear the whole world up, and that's what we've done. We've let our main little brother and then our little cousins and all this other stuff, that people that came from the seed of Adam, destroy the world that the Most High God made for us. But the majority of it has been destroyed by our little brother. Our little brother, our specific region, came out the same wound as us. And we've let him destroy the majority of the world. We were supposed to be the ones to take control. And now we're sitting back saying, well, they just done did it now, and now they're going to get in trouble. No. Listen, you have to get them in trouble before your dad get back. Because when your dad get back, guess what? They ain't getting in trouble no more. They don't get in a little trouble. But you're going to be in big trouble if you ain't at least tried to fix the problem that they created. So right now, man, we got to go about fixing the problems that they created, not complaining about the problems. If we're going to be the chosen, we got to act like we're the chosen. If we're going to be the chosen, we got to be we got to be all the way there. We can't be halfway there. Halfway is somebody else falling. Halfway, we the chosen. No, if we're the chosen, we're the chosen. Stand up, build your own nation. We need to find our own food to be growing that can support the whole nation. We need to be able to grow fabric and turn. We need to be able to grow cotton. Turn that cotton into fabric that we can turn into shirts and clothing. We got to be able to grow wheat to make our bread. We got to be able to grow corn, grow fruits, grow vegetables. Raise sheep for wool. Raise cattle for meat. We got to be able to do these things. Got to be able to make guns out of pure metal. We got to be able to mine that metal out the ground. All these things we have to be able to do. Because if we can't do it, we can't call ourselves a nation, because we have to be dependent on someone else for something. As long as you're dependent on someone else, you're not a sovereign. That's why it's very few actual sovereign nations on the face of the earth, because there's not a whole lot of nations that can honestly produce everything they need inside their borders. That's a very rare thing, because now they like to open it up to this global world. Why you think Trump doing the stuff he's doing? Why you think he's trying to bring back all the factories to the U.S., all the jobs? He don't want this old global economy, because he sees that the only way to be truly sovereign is to be able to produce everything yourself. The minute that we depend on China to produce the majority of everything we use inside our country, China has power over us, control. They can tell us what to do and what not to do, because guess what? Hey, nigga, either you do this, I ain't shipping you nothing this week. Now what? You can never, and that's the situation that the black people in inside the United States, and the United States putting themselves in that situation. That's why Donald Trump tried to get them out so quickly. You put yourself in a situation of no power because you have no leg to stand on. Jerry Jones said it the best when he was talking about the Cowboys. He was talking about the new CBA between the players and the owners. He said he has a high tolerance for ambiguity, meaning he had a high tolerance for not knowing what's going to come next. You know what I'm saying? He got a very high tolerance compared to the players. He can wake up the next morning and say, I don't know what's going to happen, but fuck it. The players can't really do that because they're not sovereign. Jerry Jones is a lot closer to sovereign than they are. He got a lot of money he can lean back on. He got cattle. He got land. He probably got a solar field, so he ain't too much paying no power bill. He got his own well dug. He ain't really dependent on anyone. He can wake up in the morning and not give a fuck what happened. Like Lil Baby, I was watching his interview. Rapper Lil Baby. He said the reason he saved and invested a lot of his money so he doesn't have to compromise his music to try to make a hit to get some more money. So he made sure he saved and invested his money. You always have to make sure that you can produce for yourself, because as long as you can produce for yourself, then you're sovereign. You're okay. No one can control you. But as soon as someone else is producing for you, they control you. So we have to become a sovereign nation, learn how to produce for ourselves. This is the Najit. This is a special episode. All right, the coronavirus episode. I'm coming back with a longer episode. We're going to discuss all the military happenings that's been happening in this new year. I'm sorry I've been a little off this new year, but I've been trying to get some things right, get myself right, get my head right. But we're going to discuss the entire scope of what's happening right now, how close we are to World War III, and why the news has stopped talking about it, because we're honestly getting close. All right, you saw the news was always speaking on the Iran and all this other stuff, but as soon as we get to a situation like Turkey and Syria, where it's actually two major countries fighting, they hush up real quick. All right, so we're going to discuss all this stuff, all the pertinent information to Israel, but this is the coronavirus special. All right, don't worry about it. Pray to the Most High God. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep yourself together, but we have to build a sovereign nation so when the real pandemic comes, when the one that's infecting 60% of the earth, 66% of the earth, and it has a 99% mortality rate comes, we can be prepared for that one. This one is the baby one, just getting us there. It's letting us see so we can get ready. All right, all praise be to the Most High Power. Shalom. Build a nation, a sovereign nation. All right, pray for that every night. Shalom, Mr. Najat. Nation helps the Basotho Brotherhood, Rugrat Way, Rugrat Empire, all of the above. And this is from the desk of the Najat, the podcast. Make sure you share it with all your friends, family, everyone. Hit my line. I'm on Instagram at the Najat Melchizedek. My number is 478-484-3772. You can also leave me a message on here. Get in contact with me if you have any questions about anything. All right, I can let me know on my Instagram if y'all would like me to go back and make podcasts, make a series of podcasts just on the scriptures. You can take it from, you know, Genesis and take it all the way through the Bible. Me and my friends me and my brothers are definitely sit down and we'll make that podcast for you, and we'll discuss the entirety of the scriptures. Me, I'm more of a political guy. I'm more of right here, right now. What can we do in the context of the scriptures? All right, to get us forward in the situation. But it's definitely not lost in my heart to wake people up to the word of the Most High God. So if that's something you feel like is needed in the nation, let us know, because that's going to help us build a sovereign and stronger nation as well, all right? So shalom, hit me up anytime. I'm always looking for discussion, all right, for someone to discuss with. All praise be to the Most High Power.